Gray wolves are one of the most controversial animals in the West, and how you manage the species depends on where you're standing. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walke reports from one area where that friction is a part of daily life.
The Little Snake River crosses the Wyoming-Colorado border at least a dozen times on its westward journey. The river's valley is agricultural. Goats, sheep, and cattle graze next to schools and churches. Bob Davis is a rancher and a member of the Wyoming legislature. He has friends in both states.
And we don't notice that there's a border between Wyoming and Colorado here. We're neighbors up and down this border.
He says you always have to be ready here to protect your herd from predators like wolves. His son just bought several 190-pound dogs for protection.
You go to the store and you buy a sack of dog food for Fido. Well, we buy a pallet for the sheepdogs.
But in this part of Wyoming, a wolf can also be shot on site without a license.
There's different rules, different laws. So if there's a wolf that is on the Wyoming side, he is fair game.
It's different over the border, where wolves are protected by state and federal endangered species laws. Colorado plans to reintroduce the predators around the I-70 corridor near Vail later this year, but wolves are already in the state. Grainy Facebook video shows wolves roaming around North Park, about 25 miles from the Wyoming border and a couple hours' drive from the Little Snake River Valley. North Park rancher Philip Anderson is not a fan of reintroduction. Wolves can travel as much as 30 miles in a day, and he's worried about them killing his cattle.
When you see pictures or you see animals that have been depredated on or crippled because of depredation, it makes you wonder about your bottom line.
States often reimburse ranchers who lose livestock to wolves, but Anderson says applying can be cumbersome, and the money's not always enough. So he and his neighbors have tried deterrents, like guard donkeys, fences, lights, and even propane cannons. Still, some livestock and pets have been killed in North Park. What Anderson wants is a policy like Wyoming's.
I can see the use of wolves to control those ungulates of wildlife, but I can't see them introduced without some ability to control them for stock growers. And we wonder sometimes why we have to try to reinvent the wheel in Colorado, because we don't have to.
Colorado says it will allow some lethal control of wolves that harass livestock. Michael Robinson with the environmental group Center for Biological Diversity says ranchers should rarely kill wolves and never on public lands.
It's important to distinguish natural losses that take place on public lands should be part of the cost of doing business from some sense of illegitimate losses.
Wolves account for a very small percentage of cattle losses in places like Idaho. Robinson says the apex predators have been a part of the West for thousands of years, and they help control other wildlife populations.
At this point, the livestock industry needs to compromise with the public interest in restoring these beautiful, social, intelligent animals to play their vital ecological role in the forests, in the canyons, in the grasslands of Western Colorado.
Robinson's also pushing to update Wyoming's laws to be friendlier to wildlife. He says when a pack crosses an invisible border and can be hunted down, it hurts reintroduction efforts. Temple Stollinger is a University of Wyoming law professor. She says one area of compromise could be more lucrative financial support for ranchers.
Maybe there's an opportunity for incentives to come into play, and maybe the conservation community could offer that landowner incentive payments or habitat conservation payments to keep wolves on their landscape.
She recently returned from Europe, which has its own cross-border wolf issues. Thousands live in Italy, and some cross into France, Switzerland, or Austria.
So there's a lot of border dynamics with carnivore and wolf management in particular in Europe right now. And there's different levels of social tolerance.
Just like in the U.S., wolf populations are growing in Europe. And some question whether the wolf should remain protected under their version of the Endangered Species Act. Stollinger says the two continents can learn a lot from each other. In both cases, lines on a map will always be flashpoints. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walke, along the Colorado-Wyoming border.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.